Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says a new U.S.-Cuban committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties, building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the American flag was raised above the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in 54 years. At a joint news conference with Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Mr. Kerry spoke with reporters.
The policies of the past have not led to a democratic transition in Cuba. It would be equally unrealistic to expect normalizing relations to have, in a short term, a transformational impact.
Some U.S. lawmakers oppose normalized relations with Cuba and want to keep a long-standing embargo against Havana, something opposed by Mr. Kerry and President Obama. Talks to end South Sudan's conflict appeared in jeopardy on Friday as President Salva Kiir canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia and the government recalled its negotiating team. Officials want to determine whether there is a split in the rebel camp. Two rebel generals announced this week they are no longer allied with rebel leader Riek Machar and are setting up their own movement. South Sudan's civil war erupted in December of 2013, a few months after President Kiir fired Machar as vice president. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it is ready to pursue claims that Islamic State fighters used mustard gas against Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. The militants are accused of using the chemical earlier this week in the town of Makmur, that's not far from Erbil. Mustard gas is banned by international agreements. This is VOA News. The Iraqi government this week promised sweeping reforms to fight corruption, which activists say is at the heart of the country's security crisis. VOA's Heather Murdoch has details.
For weeks, protesters in Iraq sweltered through temperatures sometimes in the 50s, demanding electricity. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi then promised widespread reforms and began firing high-level officials whom he deemed corrupt. Carnegie Middle East Center scholar Renaud Mansour says anti-corruption reforms could also help Iraq fight Islamic State by centralizing security forces.
This is a way for him to say that we need to begin to institutionalize the security sector away from what's happening now in Iraq, which is the state essentially being at the behest of different paramilitary groups.
The self-proclaimed Islamic State has controlled large portions of Iraq and Syria for over a year, despite a U.S.-led coalition fighting the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Eurozone finance ministers have approved the first $29 billion payment and a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece after the Greek parliament approved the package on Friday. Eurogroup chairman Yoren Dijsselbloem says the bailout agreement with Athens can be impactful.
And if implemented with determination, of course it always boils down to determination, it will allow the Greek economy to return to sustainable growth.
Greece needs the money from international creditors by August 20th. But it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. Chinese authorities have ordered an immediate evacuation near the site of the massive fire and explosion that devastated an industrial neighborhood and a hazardous material warehouse in the port city of Tianjin, where the death toll has risen to 85. On the street, there is a lot of concern over the presence of dangerous chemicals in the air, as we hear from VOA's Bill Ide.
The key concern is you know, really what's in the air and what kind of chemicals could be impacting and affecting people's health. The government says that it is safe and that the wind is blowing in the right direction. It's blowing off the smoke offshore, so it's not actually blowing back into the city. So, but there are many people who are questioning that. On the street, I saw a large amount of people wearing face masks. It seemed quite different. Even when it's very polluted here, not a lot of people wear face masks. But the number that I saw today on the streets was really quite different than anything I've seen before.
VOA's Bill Ide and Tianjin. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. is Russ Davis. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and a listening session as we listen in on a conversation between the great vocalist Diane Reeves and the great bassist Christian McBride and hear their music. At the Cole Porter Fellowship Competition and Awards Ceremony in Indianapolis, Indiana, from the American Pianists Association, this past spring, I had a chance to be there for the event and to speak with some of the artists who gathered for this grand celebration of jazz piano. Among them, Christian McBride, who served as the co-host of the event, the MC, if you will, and Diane Reeves, who joined in with the young pianists to sing with them during the competition. During the off times when rehearsals or performances were not happening, it was a great chance to just sit and talk, and that's what we'll do as we listen in on conversation between Christian McBride and Diane Reeves and enjoy their music. One thing about Diane Reeves you may not know is she was raised in Denver, Colorado, not exactly known as a center for jazz, like the East Coast cities or the West Coast cities that have become so famous for jazz history, and New Orleans and other southern cities as well. Well, Denver, Colorado certainly has some famous jazz musicians, among them Diane Reeves and another gentleman who was raised in Denver, guitarist Bill Frisell. From his album Unspeakable, let's enjoy a piece entitled 1968 to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
tangled in my emotions, stuck in a why and who's to blame, powerless to change the natural motion, knowing that some things will never change. So I let it go. Oh yeah. Can't control, and it feels so good. I wanna say lifted, I wanna stay free. Yes, it feels so good just to be open, just to be seen. Sometimes I give my consent to skillful disillusion. Let doubt control my inner dreams. I'll write the story's ending before it begins, and make conclusions based on where I've been. Then I let go. I know I can't control, and it feels so good. Now that I'm lifted, now that I'm free, feels so good just to be open, just to be seen in grace and your sacred journey with your eyes open or closed. And it feels so good. Now that I'm lifted, now that I'm free, feels so good just to be open, just to be seen. Oh yeah. Taking my time.
So good. Lifted. That's the name of the piece from Diane Reeves' Grammy award-winning work from last year, titled Beautiful Life. And it featured in one of his last recordings ever, her cousin, the late great George Duke, on the electric piano. Well, I know that George Duke touched her life in many ways, as a family member, as a producer of her work, as a collaborator on various musical projects, and just simply as a friend and mentor. At the American Pianists Association gathering in Indianapolis back in May, I had a chance to speak with Diane Reeves about her cousin George Duke and his passing, and how she paid homage to him on Beautiful Life. And it just so happens that George has also worked quite a bit with our other special guest on this edition of Jazz America, Christian McBride.
It is great to see you again.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's great to see you too.
One last thing, Diane. I can't speak with you unless I bring up George Duke's name, because I never saw him without a smile on his face. I'm sure he said some negative
things. You never wanted to.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
You're bringing it back down to earth, because I was feeling awfully sad about his passing.
Yeah.
I felt like he almost died of a broken heart after his wife passed away. But you worked with him to the very end, and I know you loved him deeply, no matter how much trouble he may have given you down through the years.
No,
or you
he
him.
Never did. I mean, that smile, you're right about it. You know, but if it wasn't there, you knew it was something that really got to him. But the thing that I love about George is he invited everybody in, you know. I would see people meeting him, you know, and they walk away like they've been friends forever, you know. But he was an impeccable musician, and he could do any and everything. And, you know, I go back and I look at things from the Mothers of Invention with Frank Zappa, and just on through, you know, all the things that
Dexter
he
Gordon,
did. Everybody.
And, and
you
Diane
know.
Reeves.
Cannonball Adderley.
Yeah,
I mean, just everybody. And, you know, Brazilian music. All it just everything. And he just... he was at home with anything that he did. You know?
Yeah, I played a piece on VOA recently that was from your live recording in the moment, and you brought him on stage and introduced him as
that record.
and brought him on as this is my cousin and one of my favorite piano players and my confidant, or
my confidant. Absolutely,
because
I could talk to him about anything.
Well, thank you for talking to us about all these things, and congratulations again on the Grammy Award for A Beautiful Life and for your beautiful self and sharing it with us, Diane Reeves. And best of luck here in Indianapolis with the American Pianist Association event.
All right, thank you.
Well, since we're talking about George Duke, let's hear some George Duke music. And this features on the bass Christian McBride. It's the James Brown classic Ain't It Funky Now from the album Face the Music on Jazz America from VOA1.
As we were talking to Diane Reeves, and she mentioned that George Duke, her cousin, had worked with a number of folks, among them Cannonball Adderley, it got me wanting to hear a Cannonball Adderley classic, and I hope you enjoyed listening to The Jive Samba, written by his brother, Nat Adderley, the great cornet player, and on the tenor sax and flute, Yusef Lateef, joining saxophonist Julian Cannonball Adderley, Joe Zawinul on the piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums, recorded in 1962 in San Francisco. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll hear more from Diane Reeves and Christian McBride. Listen in on their conversation. The topic will be the electrification of bebop. That's coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And I would certainly entertain any type of message, be it a detailed question or comment about the program, or simply what we call a shout-out. Well, I received a quick shout-out as follows. I am really enjoying the show here in Sierra Leone. Sylvanus Fana. Sylvanus Fana, thank you so much for your shout-out and your positive message of enjoying the music and the program, and I have a song just for you. Let's enjoy the work of Diane Reeves, one of our special guests on this edition of Jazz America, as she pays homage to the continent of Africa with her version of Afro Blue here on VOA's Jazz America. Master of the Trumpet, the King of Bebop, Dizzy Gillespie with 52nd Street Theme Take 2 from 1946 here on VOA's Jazz America. And that was certainly some of the fine music known as bebop that electrified the world. But for the most part, even though there was some electric guitar in that song you just heard, bebop was an all-acoustic music. But music that swings in a bebop style can also be made in many different ways, including with electronics, as you'll hear in the song coming up from Christian McBride and his wonderful band, the Christian McBride Band, and the album Vertical Vision. A little electric bebop, acid bebop he calls it, coming up after we enjoy conversation that I had at the American Pianists Association gathering in Indianapolis back in May, as I sat down with Christian and with Diane Reeves. I've been doing a series recently called Talk Amongst Yourselves, and that's what you guys just engaged in there for a little while, and that's beautiful. You touched on a lot of stuff which I really want to touch. You just mentioned electronics and how you can still tell a story with electronics, and that's my question. You did it with the song that I will never forget that you named as a style, acid bebop, Wizard of Montara.
Oh.
Here you are telling the story of the man from California who plays the vibe, Bobby Hutcherson. I would love to hear a whole vein of that come out of you and anybody else that wants to swing with electric and electronic instrumentation.
What happened was with that group. It's that, you know, because we love playing all these different things, and, you know, we wanted to do a quote-unquote jazz tune, like an acoustic jazz tune. Mm-hmm. Said, but it might feel a little out of place in the grand scheme of things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we said, well, let's, you know, why can't we use electric instruments and still swing? In fact, use a combination of both.
Bingo.
You know, just stack stuff on top of it. So almost give it like a modern production feel with older values, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I took the acoustic bass solo and overdubbed the electric bass, shadowing it, and Jeff played, I don't know how many keyboards he played on that thing, you know, and then we had like the delay and the echo and all that stuff on it. So, I mean, you know, I couldn't say it wasn't traditional swing, but it had all this new fangled stuff in there too, you know. So that was fun to do that. You know, I'm gonna have to do that again.
That's
soon.
That's starting to happen more and more. I think right now, people are investigating.
Right.
As we mentioned earlier, dedicated to Bobby Hutcherson, who lives in Montara, California, the Wizard of Montara from Vertical Vision, the Christian McBride Band. A little, as he calls it, acid bebop. Well, electrification, electronics, and so many styles are coming into play in various styles of jazz and improvised music, including Latin jazz. Case in point, the brand new release recorded in Cuba by Arturo O'Farrell and his Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, with special guests, some from Cuba and some from America, who came to work with him on this project. Blending a little bit of hip-hop with the help of DJ Logic and the sons of Arturo O'Farrell, Zach and Adam O'Farrell. Here's the song Vaca Frita on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Song, two bass hit, Miles Davis with Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, Paul Chambers, and Jimmy Cobb, recorded live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958. This is Russ Davis, your host, and on the next edition of Jazz America, I'll take you to the 2015 Newport Jazz Festival for part one of a series I call Saturday in Newport. On this edition of the program coming up, we'll talk to three young new faces in jazz, vocalist Cecile McLaurin-Salvat, the great pianists Hiromi Uehara from Japan and Aaron Deal. New faces in jazz at Newport on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?